singing today, and for all of our brothers that participated in the devotional service and led us today. I'm glad to be back and to see you all again. Hopefully our message on this morning was one that encouraged you, but hopefully it was something that you were able to look back on it and look at seriously, so that we are very intentional about protecting ourselves and about doing what God would have us to do as it relates to protecting one another. So I hope that lesson was received in the spirit in which it was meant to be. And that hopefully, I really encourage you to continue to study that book but we're going to need to cut this heat down a little bit or something, huh? Everybody looking right there, y'all just fanning. Look. boy. Some of y'all are going to pass out. People, whoo, jeez. At first, I thought y'all was telling me to sit down, but then I realized it's just hot. I encourage you to study the passage of Scripture that we went through on this morning, 1 Samuel, the second chapter through the fourth chapter, where you see how that story really ends up. You find out that Eli's sons were killed in battle, were killed on the battlefield. And then Eli, when he heard of the news, fell and broke his neck. So God, he sure enough followed up on his promises when he dealt with that. But that's not what we're speaking of tonight. I won't hold you long, and I mean it for real. I'm gonna start on home. I'm coming down early. I am. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter, the second chapter. Y'all all right? Y'all tired or something? Okay, good. Y'all weren't going to tell me if you was anyway. But it says in verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. For once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And we're just going to work from those two verses. The book of Peter, if you're here with us on Wednesday night, you know that we're studying a book called Towards Spiritual Maturity. And a lot of what is addressed in Towards Spiritual Maturity comes from the book, comes from Peter's writings. Because Peter deals with not only what it is to be a Christian, but also how to conduct yourself as a Christian. So he deals with the identity of a Christian. So if you look at First Peter, the second chapter, 1-8, you see that he talks about what the identity of a Christian is, what we look like. And then when we get down to verse 9, he says, "For you are a chosen generation, a peculiar people." From this passage of Scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, "A Claustrophobic Christian Commanded to Praise." A claustrophobic Christian's command to praise. He talks about what a Christian looks like, the kind of spirit we should have. You will hear without the book, he talks about staying away from foolishness. He talks about how to conduct ourselves one with another. He speaks about having a spirit of humility. But I love in verse 9 where he says, "You are a chosen people." He says, "You are a peculiar nation," is the way it's written in the King James Version. And we're, oftentimes when we think about the word peculiar, we think about weird, right? Or something is off about us. But when you look at if you study the word in its proper context, peculiar means that you have been set aside. That means that you are sanctified or that you are different than the norm. And when you think about this idea of peculiar, it should cause us sometimes to feel and be claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean claustrophobic? Claustrophobic or claustrophobia really pretty much means it is an extreme a fear of confined places. See, what happens is that the world cannot understand who we are. The world cannot understand why we do what the things that we do. And sometimes, because of that, there's an attempt to place us within a certain confines. I find myself to be a little claustrophobic, and spiritually claustrophobic, because sometimes I see people or the world try to fit me in a box that I don't belong. And I'm uncomfortable when I'm trying to be put in a box that I don't belong, because the world has a definition of me, and then God tells me who I am. So sometimes, and I'll just give you this, if you don't feel claustrophobic ever in your life, you probably are disconnected from God. If you don't feel peculiar, if you don't feel sanctified, if you don't feel set apart from the rest of the world, chances are is that you are disconnected from God. We should feel at times that we are different. Right. We should feel at times that we do not belong. And the reason why we should feel that way is because we don't. We don't. See, y'all look at me funny. We're going to be done right about now. But y'all making me work too hard. It's because we're hot. I get it. What I'm trying to tell you is that the world defines who people should be. And they put us in this box. Let me tell you what a definition, a world definition, will look like. Let me say that. If a man slap you, slap him back. World definition. If you don't have no money to put in collection, keep what you got. I'm giving you world definition. World definition, right? Okay. If your wife don't do right, leave. You know what I'm saying? If your marriage ain't going right, file for divorce. See, that's the definition. If your kids don't act right, let them be. They go in jail, leave them there.
Yeah.
In there, because you're going to be hungry later. But God says because we are peculiar, we look different. And because we are peculiar, we cannot fit in to the boxes that are made by man for us. So every now and then, I just feel claustrophobic because people try to put me in a box that wasn't made for me. People try to put me in a situation that in which I what he's saying. What he's saying, you are a chosen people. You are of royal priesthood. He said, you are God's, I love, that's my favorite part of it. He says that you are God's special possession. But the claustrophobic Christian, and then it says, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. One of the characteristics of a claustrophobic Christian is their ability to praise. What do you mean by that? He said you are God's chosen people, a royal priesthood, a special, God's special position, possession. And then he says you have been called out of darkness. All of those are characteristics of Christians. So then he says, because you are that Christians, you may or you must declare praise. Y'all not helping me. Because the text doesn't say, because you are God's, because you might want to start thinking about giving God praise. It's not what it says. It says, because you are royal priesthood, you will give God praise. And then I love the last piece. Why do you give God praise? Because you once were not even a person. You ever think about that? It says, now you're a royal priesthood. You're a chosen people. He said, but you once weren't a people. I didn't even recognize you. You once did not belong to me. You once did not have mercy, but now you do. So give God praise. Sometimes I think about the mercy God has given me. Man, it just makes me, I can't even sit down. You know, I'm serious. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and I know my wife, she think I'm crazy. And there's nothing wrong with me. I ain't sick. I'm not down and out or nothing. I'm just happy. I just get excited. I just think about what I went through today, the fact that even though I went through it, I still am still okay. And I just the box. Just like, you know, I wear a size 9 shoe. My shoe can't fit in my son's box. It won't fit. I don't fit in no box. I only fit in the characteristics that God has given me. And because he's done that, I want him to pray. Amen. Don't be downtrodden when you look different. Be happy. Amen. Don't be discouraged when you look different. Be happy. Amen. Be excited because God has chosen you. Amen. Set you apart. Allowed you the opportunity to praise. Why? Because now you have mercy and you once denied. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
If you hear he's not a Christian, that's the kind of relationship we want to call you to. We want to call you to a relationship in which you are able to give God praise because of the mercy. Amen. See, but the way you have to do it is you have to believe. You got to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Who do you hear? You want to hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then he died on the cross, he rose on the third day. And then you want to believe that. You believe that he's the Son of God. Once you believe that, then you have to repent. Repent means that you just turn away from that foolishness, that you would get out the box. Stop being claustrophobic. Get out the box that people are putting you in. You know, and then once you repent, you just turn around and doing something different. And then confess. And confessing is the easiest part when you think about what God has done for you. When I think about the fact that Jesus died on the cross, it's easy for me to say, I believe. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then lay down in baptism. We're not putting you in the water because we want you to smell better. We're putting you in the water because in that water, God does a transformation that only God can do in that water. When you come up, you're going to look physically the same way. But spiritually, God would have taken and done surgery on you and cleaned you up. And then once you do that, you just want to walk hand in hand with him for the rest of your life.
Amen.
If you already are a Christian, and you just say to yourself, man, you know what? I never feel claustrophobic. I always feel like everybody else. But this might be the time for you to start turning around. If you never feel like you in a strange world, and more likely you start to look a little bit too much like the world.
Right.
So you don't want to feel like everybody else. You want to feel like God's child. This is an opportunity for you to stand now and come to Jesus as you sing the song of invitation.
Just as